you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, this New York Times story about Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick, there's a rumor they're engaged, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's some other stuff in here, man. But if you haven't seen the news or heard the news, or if you're not keeping up with this, I know some of you are. I know how some of you feel about this story. I find it fascinating. Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson, his 24-year-old girlfriend. Jordan Hudson apparently, as Seth told, at least one person. That's a quote from the article in the New York Times, that they're engaged, the two of them. Which means if it's just one person she's told, then she knows who the mole is that's squawking to the New York Times. And I pray for mercy on that person's soul.
I saw it interpreted that way. I think that her telling at least one person just means that the writer has talked to one person.
Right.
That doesn't mean that it doesn't mean that Jordan Hudson has only told one person.
No. I'm just kind of joking around.
Oh, like I got
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm just joking
sorry,
around. If it's one right. person, yeah, I'm not parsing that part out.
If she did only just tell one person, then she would know.
Yeah.
I'm guessing she's squawking it to anybody and everybody. It's just there just happened to be one person that told Diana Russini.
Yeah, that told the New York. Well, it's New York Times that wrote it. Yeah, Diana Russini. So there's that, which there is a non-zero chance that Belichick is finding out about this from the New York Times, right? That he's engaged. Like, there is a chance that she might have misinterpreted any conversations they've had about their future as them being actually engaged right now.
Yeah, Diana Rossman is who wrote this.
Okay.
There's a chance that maybe she had a conversation with Belichick where he talked about the possibility of getting married or something. And then she told a friend, like, we're basically engaged.
Yeah.
And then the weirdest thing of this, I just assumed that it was just internet rumors or what have you, that she had amassed an $8 million real estate portfolio, Jordan Hudson had, except that it's right here in this article as just like stated as a fact.
Yes.
I kind of just ignored that part of it because I figured that seems like the classic kind of thing that's found out to be bogus.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't putting much weight to it. But how the hell did this 24-year-old get an $8 million
not a 24-year-old, like, worked at a hedge fund or anything. Like, 24-year-old
right.
cosmetologist school graduate.
Yes,
And then went to undergrad to Bridgewater State and didn't get her degree. She got an $8 million real estate fortune.
Is like, chief operating officer of Belichick Productions or whatever it's called.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a lot of money for a 24-year-old to
sure
have
is.
When they haven't been drafted high in the NFL draft.
That might be the scariest thing. If I'm a relative of Belichick, or more importantly, a future heir of Belichick, that might be the thing that scares me more than any of these things she's trying to trademark. Like, she's trying. The stories in this article are incredible. The Hard Knocks series that they wanted to do, spotlighting the North Carolina football program, which would have been awesome for the school and probably for Belichick himself. That, you know, that is an infomercial for your college football program where marketing is more important now than it's ever been because of the transfer portal and everything else. Supposedly, all the parties involved in that deep sixed it because Jordan Hudson wanted, quote, content approval and partial ownership of the show, end quote.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, she pulled Michael Jordan on it.
Yeah.
She was like, it's not enough that we just want to, she thought she was going to pull off a Nike, some kind of crew or something.
I mean,
I don't know how you.
Does that mean, okay, that's what my question is. Does that mean like literal, like fiscal ownership, or is this more of a metaphorical ownership? Like you own that show. Like you're a big part
know.
Of it. Either
yeah,
way,
it's I don't
either
know.
Way. Neither's good, you know, like neither is good. She's applied for trademarks, Jordan Hudson has. She tried to for No Days Off and Do Your Job, among other things. But these are phrases that Bill Belichick used when he was the head coach of the Patriots. But the Patriots had already trademarked those things. So she's doing the Taylor Swift thing where Taylor Swift is going back and kind of re-getting the rights to a lot of her stuff that she didn't have by attaching, in parentheses, Taylor's version to it. So she's trying to trademark No Days Off, parentheses, Bill's version. do your job, parentheses, Bill's version. She's got like five other trademarks that she's going to trying
so
to get.
She's fighting the man. She's like Amy Adams Strunk in this regard. She's going to fight for her intellectual property rights.
By attaching Bill's version to it, which isn't annoying at all. So there's that. Apparently, this is the funniest part. According to this story in the New York Times, by 2023, Jordan Hudson was around Foxborough all the time. The two of them met back in 2021 and obviously kept in touch, but Bill Belichick was in a relationship at the time. By 2023, that relationship that he was in had fizzled. And now all of a sudden, Jordan Hudson is showing up in Foxborough all the time during the season, where oftentimes she actually stayed at the team hotel with Belichick on game weekends. Like the team would go stay at a hotel. Even at home games, they go stay at a hotel. Right. You know how that goes. They went 4-13 that season.
He was distracted,
the season that Belichick had a 23-year-old Tomcat.
It's like a lot of young men. It's all of a sudden they discover girls.
Yeah, man.
And they lose focus. That they get distracted.
Belichick, you
they
know,
start,
every 72-year-old.
Kooky.
Yep. 4-13. Mm-hmm.
Man, I can't get over this $8 million. Is this what the rich and powerful, if you want a girlfriend in this day and age, and you're a rich and powerful man, is $8 million just like no big deal?
Maybe I'm out of whack here,
and I don't know what the going rate is these days to have a girlfriend.
Good to be off the
market.
Feels
like that's a lot.
Good to be off the market. Yeah, I don't have that kind of money. If I had to get into another relationship, I don't have that kind of money. I don't have the $8 million. We could buy like a brick outside one of the stadiums.
It's not like Belichick, I'm guessing, unless he's done really well with some investments, it's not like he's super rich. He's not one of these guys that's, you know, like billionaire rich. He's not
billionaire
rich.
He's definitely not billionaire. I mean, but he was making $20 million a year the last
time. No, he's really, really rich. Yeah. I'm saying he's not like mega rich.
No.
He's not billionaire rich.
Right.
But he's very, very rich.
Yeah.
$8 million, if that $8 million came from Belichick, that seems like a lot for your
girlfriend.
That's
a big chunk. Like, that is a, the percentage of that, I would imagine, for his net worth starts with a number to the left of the decimal point, is not all to the right of the decimal point. You know, that's not, that's 0.034 of his net worth. Like, no, $8 million is probably like a fairly significant, like, you know, like, again, like a,
and
like
I'm
decent
guessing
integer.
He's playing head games with his own son, Steve. Well, both his sons work for him now. They're probably making like below average.
You got to earn
your
way.
You haven't really proved that you earned this salary yet. Yeah.
Who's your daddy? Me. Okay.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I've got this bar graph here. Top keywords and phrases used on Twitter for Jordan Hudson in the last 30 days. This is courtesy of betonline.ag. Right.
This is me guessing how people can be. This is not me and what I'm saying.
Yep.
I'm going to guess what people have said about her.
There's probably, Seth, about 20 words on here. Some of them are nouns. Some of them are adjectives.
Okay.
Some of them are nouns that may not be describing her, but describing something going on in the relationship, that kind of thing. So there's a decent amount of latitude.
All right. I think the first gold digger is going to be up there.
Gold digger is on there. Gold digger is about number 12 answer. Gold digger is definitely on the list. Good job, Seth.
Oh, boy. I'm going to be bad at this. I'm going to be a really, really bad.
Top 18 answers on the board. Here's the question.
I know.
Aside from Gold Digger, what are the words used to describe Jordan Hudson?
Is opportunistic on there?
That's
a dumb guess.
Opportunistic, not on there.
Yeah.
Good guess, though. That's a good guess.
But I try to put myself in the minds of the average person being snarky on social media.
Yeah.
Is the B word on there?
The B word. Now I'll say this: we're not going to give a ding or a buzz. These are all phrases that are friendly for the radio. So
sketchy.
Sketchy is not on there. Nope. Sketchy is not on there. You got two strikes. Keep it alive, Seth. Come on, let's go.
I'm horrible at this.
Some of them are just very basic adjectives to describe the relationship. You know what I mean?
Pretty. Oh, pretty. I don't know.
No, pretty's not on there. No.
All right, I'm out.
You're out.
Give me what was number one?
Number one, weird.
Weird. All right. Yeah. Oh, that's a simple and easy enough.
Panel flips
it's a weird
over,
relationship.
The panel flips over and you're like, wait.
So are these words used to describe her or in when writing about
it
her?
It just says top keywords and phrases for Jordan Hudson. So I think these are all the tweets that are about Jordan Hudson.
All right. I was thinking about people insulting her, but yeah, people saying it's a weird scenario.
Weird.
That makes sense.
These are the top five answers.
I'll tell you whether they're accurate or not. Weird, okay. Yes.
Weird. Number two, controversy.
Yeah, oh, yeah, there's certainly a controversy.
Controversy is number two on the list. Number three.
I was never going to get these.
Number three, I think you would have gotten, ironically, I think the further down the list, you would have gotten a few of them. Like you said, pretty. Hot is on the list. I should have given that one to you. You know what I mean?
I don't think she's hot. I think she's pretty.
That's true. There's a difference. There's a whole episode of The Office about that. Is Hillary Swank hot? Number three. Drama is the number three word on there.
No, I was way off. I was going the completely wrong direction on this. Okay. There is a lot of drama.
A lot of drama, no question. Number four, age gap. Age gap. But we could have been here forever. I wouldn't have guessed that one. Age gap.
Yeah, no, I thought it was going to be insults like directed at her.
Okay, how about this one? Strange. Strange.
Yeah, that goes weird.
Yeah.
Okay. How many of these are just synonyms of weird?
Here are the ones that I think fit under what you were looking for, like insults. Yeah. How's that? We'll do this. Is inappropriate an insult at all?
No, it's not an insult, but
it's a value judgment, I guess.
Yeah.
Gross.
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 Okay.
That's an insult to the relationship, probably.
That's
more
a relationship. That's more directed at Belichick, probably, than her. Yeah.
Manipulation. I don't know if it's an insult, but it's a very negative term.
Well, it's interesting, too, because it's, I think you classically think, well, this older man's taking advantage of this younger woman, where it feels exactly the opposite. It feels like she's duping this old doofus into something, into a bad situation.
Funny you say that, because one of the words towards the bottom of the list is victim. And I would be curious who they're referring to in these tweets as the victim in this. If it's her, because Belichick, remember Belichick early on, before we knew what her total vibe was? He's a predator. Look at him going after this poor little 24-year-old. Then you find out like she's a Tasmanian devil.
She's pulling the strings and everything.
I think that victim is probably more Belichick in these tweets than her, I would think.
I wouldn't call it victim at this point, at that age. Like he's, you either know better or you don't. Yeah. And if this ends up being a disaster for him, like, he should have known better.
Okay, here's just the ones that could be construed as negative. Disgusting. Definitely negative. But that's, again, more the relationship. I don't think you can look at her unless you find her act disgusting. Like, I don't think you can look at her empirically say she's gross. You know, she's very
They're talking about the whole situation.
The whole situation, fake. Fake is in here.
That's towards her.
Yeah.
That's definitely towards her.
Exploit.
Yeah, that's towards Bill.
Bill. Disturbing. That's towards the whole thing, I think.
That's more towards Bill, too, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. But, 18 words, man.
I guess, is there anybody you think in either of their personal lives who are super enthused about it? I feel like if she were my daughter, I wouldn't be super enthused about this.
Apparently,
and if Bill were my dad, I wouldn't be super enthused about this.
Dude, I think there's you're right. It's hard to pick which side has, I don't think either side is enthused. Which side has any semblance of enthusiasm going on? I don't know her parents enough to say that it wouldn't be them. You know what I mean? They may be like, hey, this guy, you know, he's 72. We don't have to worry about our daughter anymore. As long as she gets the right attorney, she's going to be fine, you know?
Until another 21-year-old sits next to him on a plane.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know what their binding contract is right now. Apparently, according to the New York Times article, her old man was sitting next to Belichick at the pageant last week, the Miss Maine pageant.
Oh, yeah, so they get along well.
Well, they're enough to sit next to each other.
Arthritis medicine tips and everything.
This guy's like a Maine. He's like a fisherman from Maine. He's probably thrilled that his daughter's dating Belichick, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got access to the guy who won 6 Super Bowl rings. Are you? I bet that guy loves it. All right.
I don't know. Who are your heroes that you wouldn't want your daughter to date? Well, you're into wrestling.
Yeah, almost all of them.
Pro wrestling. No.
No, and again, I'd probably be more like I'm portraying her old man. I'm like, "Oh, yeah. Judy, you should
You'd have to call her. You'd be like, "Judy, we got to talk about this. Now listen, do you know where to find painkillers on the black market?
Yes.
Because he's going to need some.
Cody
okay?
Rhodes right? is going to need his painkillers. Yes.
Judy, don't be asking him all kinds of questions when he comes in at 5 a.m. From a night out with his wrestling
That's
buddies.
That's right.
Okay?
My coaching would
Just
be so
let him
bad.
Be.
My coaching would be so bad. All right. The Astros can't hit right now. Is it that bad? Because the last time they won the World Series looks a whole lot similar to this. We'll dig into the numbers coming up next.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.